Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. Fisher's dedicated team of specialists provide resources on investing, retirement income, estate planning, and more. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. A fantasy on two Flemish folk songs. That music by Belgian composer Auguste Beck, and played by the BRT Philharmonic of Brussels, conducted by Alexander Abari. To get things started in our noon hour of KPR's Classical Music, it's good to be with you for it. I'm Jeff Watson. Happy to join you to keep the music going now in the afternoon time with the Berlin Philharmonic Piano Trio, coming up in a few minutes with early music by Czech composer Josef Suk, some music that helped bring him to the attention of his eventual professor and then later father-in-law, Antonín Dvořák, a beautiful piano trio, followed by the National Philharmonic Orchestra, and some music to a children's production called The Comedians by Dmitri Kabalevsky. That's all just ahead. Conductor Bryden Thompson leads the Ulster Orchestra for our next bit of music from composer Sir Arnold Bax, music that was first created in 1913, then underwent a few significant revisions and completed finally in 1932. Some music that evokes a hot, windless June midday in some woodland place of southern England. This is known as summer music. Next on Kansas Public Radio. The Ulster Orchestra there, conducted by Bryden Thompson, and a tone poem of the early 20th century by English composer Sir Arnold Bax called Summer Music, here on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 12:25. The National Philharmonic Orchestra is going to join us in about 15 minutes' time with music from a children's comedic production called, appropriately enough, The Comedians by composer Dmitri Kabalevsky. Stay with us for that here on Kansas Public Radio. Thanks for being with us on a Tuesday afternoon. Temperatures should fetch up in the mid-90s today in northeast and east central Kansas. We have a slight chance of some showers. Lows around 70 degrees for this evening, and that's going to be much the same story for the next couple of days. Highs in the mid-90s for Wednesday as well as Thursday, and on Thursday it looks like we start to have an increased chance of showers for the KPR listening area. Temperature is falling to 81, with a chance of showers by Friday. Our next recording is of the Berlin Philharmonic Piano Trio, with early music from Czech composer Josef Suk, a composer who, it often gets mentioned, was one of the main students of Antonín Dvořák. But what we're going to listen to is something that he composed before he ever met Dvořák as a young student at the Prague Conservatory. Some music that, as a matter of fact, got him recommended for Dvořák's composition class. A beautiful piano trio in C minor. Next on Kansas Public Radio. Music by Czech composer Josef Suk. Some of the earliest music by Josef Suk, for that matter. Music written in 1889 while he was a student at the Prague Conservatory. Opus 2. A piano trio in C minor played by the Berlin Philharmonic Piano Trio on Kansas Public Radio. 12:43 is the time, and at 1 o'clock we'll be ready for NPR News with an update of headlines, followed by more classical music. We're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is 91.5 Lawrence, 99.5 Manhattan. And we're always online, of course, at kansaspublicradio.org. If you've been listening for a while, then you've probably heard a few membership drives. And we know that sometimes it can be tough to take that first step to making a donation. You may ask, does it really matter? Yes, it really matters. Your support, combined with all KPR members, makes amazing things happen. Join today at that website, kansaspublicradio.org, and thank you for your support of KPR. We'll move on now to a recording of the National Philharmonic, conducted by Leonard Slatkin, for some of the most famous and well-loved music by the Russian composer Dmitri Kabalevsky. This is something that he wrote around 1938 as incidental music for a child's play that was called The Inventor and the Comedians, which was all about an inventor named Johannes Gutenberg, and a team of traveling buffoons who got up to all kinds of strange hijinks in a children's production. This week called The Comedians, next on Kansas Public Radio. Beloved suite from composer Dmitri Kovalevsky, from his music for a child's play called The Comedians, played by the National Philharmonic Orchestra, led by Leonard Slatkin, on Kansas Public Radio. Where it's 1 o'clock and about time for NPR News, more beautiful classical music awaits us in the next hour. Thanks for joining us on a Tuesday afternoon.
For Yittered from NPR News.
Join us for All Things Considered this afternoon from 3 to 7 at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3. KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3. K210 Sierra in Atchison, 89.9, and K258BT in Manhattan, 99.5.
You're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Schwab, with Schwab investing themes like artificial intelligence, renewable energy, or pet passion. Over 40 themes to invest in. Learn more at schwab.com. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Conductor Matthias Mott leading the Ensemble Caprice in some music that originally was a short keyboard piece by Dmitri Shostakovich in its orchestrated version, Prelude No. 4 of Opus 87, here on Kansas Public Radio. It's good to be with you again. I'm Jeff Watson, and classical music continues on with similarly themed music for strings awaiting us later down the line in this 1 o'clock hour, a beautiful Italian serenade for string orchestra from composer Emanuel Ferrari, that plus violinist Rachel Barton Pine in the beautiful suite for violin and piano by William Grant Still. We're looking forward to all of that. Thanks for joining us for classical music here on a Tuesday afternoon. What we have for you next is from Czech composer Bedřich Smetana. One of the great musical gifts he gave the world was actually a collection of 6 different tone poems, collectively known together as Mavlast, or My Fatherland, which were composed in the late 19th century, the 4th of which, composed in 1875, like all of the tone poems, told no real story, but instead musically depicted the Czech countryside and its people, none more so than the tone poem From Bohemia's Woods and Fields, or sometimes translated into Bohemian Fields and Groves. At any rate, we'll enjoy the tone poem played by the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra here on Kansas Public Radio. The Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra and the tone poem From Bohemia's Woods and Fields from 1875, one of the 6 tone poems that comprise the symphonic cycle Mavlast, or My Fatherland, from Czech composer Bedřich Smetana here on Kansas Public Radio. 1:21 is the time, and still to come, the musicians of I Solisti Italiana and a serenade for string orchestra by Italian composer Emanuel Ferrari. That's still to come in a little over 10 minutes' time here on Kansas Public Radio, where support for classical music comes from Green Lady Lounge, featuring Kansas City jazz music, cocktails, wine, and beer. Live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Information at greenladylounge.com. Here at the KU campus, it's 93 degrees, and temperatures should fetch up around 95 with, for the most part, sunny skies. We have a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms a bit later this afternoon. Tonight's low is 71, 30% chance of rain in the evening. Looks like for tomorrow it should be much the same story, a sunny day with temperatures in the mid-90s for Wednesday. We'll hear music next from William Grant Still, and a suite he wrote for violin and piano, a 3-movement work that was based on the work of 3 different artists, sculptures of the Harlem Renaissance, who in the 1930s created three sculptures that were known as African Dancer, Mother and Child, and finally Gamin. They were by Richmond Barta and Sargent Johnson and Augusta Savage, respectively. The three movements of this suite depict each one of these three different sculptures and the emotions that they evoke. We'll hear the violinist Rachel Barton Pine along with pianist Matthew Hagel next on Kansas Public Radio. The Suite for Violin and Piano by William Grant Still. Three-movement work based on three sculptures created by artists of the Harlem Renaissance. Violinist Rachel Barton Pine, along with pianist Matthew Hagel, performing today on Kansas Public Radio. The time is about 1:36, and ahead at the top of the hour, NPR News, followed by more classical music, till 3 this afternoon. We're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City, and always online, of course, at kansaspublicradio.org. Speaking of live, now you can see video from many of the live performances broadcast by Kansas Public Radio. From our live studio to concert venues, through the KPR listening area, you'll find some great music and unforgettable performances. It's free and available anytime at live.kansaspublicradio.org. Our next recording is of the musicians of I Solisti Italiani and music from Ermanno Wolferrari, an Italian composer born in the late 19th century, a notable composer of operas. He was Italian on his mother's side, but his father was German, and he spent a good deal of time at the Munich Conservatory, starting in 1892, where his big contribution during those days was the following serenade for a string orchestra. Next on Kansas Public Radio. Completed in 1892, the Serenade for String Orchestra by Italian composer Ermanno Wolferrari, performed by I Solisti Italiani on Kansas Public Radio. Where it's 2 o'clock and about time for NPR News. Among other things, Claude Debussy's Iberia, coming up in the next hour. Kansas Public Radio is KANU in KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH in KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV in KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. Support for news comes from the Mixmaster Music Showcase and live taping for KPR's new 105 Live Music Program, with Draper Family Band, Christina Graves and the Swallowtails at the Bottleneck, Friday, September 6th. Tickets at Mixmaster2024.com.
Live from NPR News. NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance, working to help protect small businesses and the owners that run them, offering customizable coverages to salons, accounting firms, tradespeople, and more. Learn more at ProgressiveCommercial.com. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. A little tune by Frederick Delius, played by the Royal Philharmonic, conducted by Sir Thomas Beecham. We heard March Caprice here on Kansas Public Radio, where there is a bit more classical music in store for you on a Tuesday afternoon. I'm Jeff Watson, and glad you could stop by. Coming up this hour, the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra and Prokofiev's First and Classical Symphony. That, along with a recent recording of pianist Haskell Small with music for piano by Alan Avanis from his album Mountain Fantasies for piano. We have a beautiful sonata awaiting us a bit later down the line here on KPR. We continue with music by Claude Debussy and the second of three pieces that were written between 1905 and 1912 that comprise his Images for Orchestra. Debussy himself had never really spent much time in the country of Spain, but he did live in a time when, in French musical circles and societies, Spanish-themed music was always in vogue, the kind of music that evoked the feel of boisterous village dances and the intoxicating spell of Andalusian nights. This is something that he originally conceived of as a two-piano work, but realized that the visions required the full palette of symphonic color. It's Iberia, From the Images for Orchestra, and we'll hear the Cleveland Orchestra, led by Pierre Boulez, on Kansas Public Radio. The famous Iberia, from the Images for Orchestra, music by Claude Debussy, played by the Cleveland Orchestra, conducted by Pierre Boulez, today on Kansas Public Radio. It is 1 minute before 2:30, and in a little over 10 minutes' time, we'll bring you the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra and the first and so-called classical symphony by Sergei Prokofiev, just right for an afternoon of classical music here on Kansas Public Radio. Support for classical music comes from the Cider Gallery, a unique gallery space featuring works by local and regional artists, open Fridays 1 to 5 and by appointment. Details at cidergallery.com. 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms a little bit later this afternoon for the KPR listening area. Temperatures in the mid-90s, and tonight, low of about 70. For tomorrow, much the same, with mostly sunny skies, temperatures in the mid-90s, and lows in the lower 70s for Wednesday evening. Every recording next for you by pianist Haskell Small, and the music by the Armenian-American composer Alan Havanas, whose music is often described as having a deep spiritual dimension and ethereal quality. We're going to listen to something from a recent album of his called, or a recently released album of piano music called, Mountain Fantasies for Piano. This one depicts the mountains of the Maine countryside, a musical depiction of the transition from fall to spring. The sonata Mount Cadaheen with pianist Haskell Small next on Kansas Public Radio. Music by Alan Havanas, composed in 1987. The Mount Cadaheen Sonata, played by pianist Haskell Small, from a recently released classical album of Havanas' piano music called Mountain Fantasies for Piano, here on Kansas Public Radio. It is 2:43, and ahead at 3 o'clock, it'll be time for All Things Considered from NPR News. But there's more classical music in store for you this evening. Destiny is your host, from 7 to 9 this evening, with a program that includes music by Ravel, Beethoven, Chopin, and from Sir Edward Elgar. We'll hear from the Enigma Variations. We've got that and much more in an evening of classical music from 7 to 9 here on KPR. Every dollar makes a difference to Kansas Public Radio. Every gift matters, whether that's $5 a month here or 10 there, the occasional $100 a month contribution. That's how it works at KPR. Individual donations from thousands of listeners just like you make up the largest share of our income. That's why your sustaining gift now is so important. Become a sustainer today at our website, kansaspublicradio.org, and thank you for your support of KPR. We have the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Yoel Levy, next for a famous symphony by Sergei Prokofiev. The first one that he completed, in fact, in 1916 as a student at St. Petersburg Conservatory. This was Prokofiev's effort to create a symphony, a sort of reinterpretation of the classical style of Haydn and Mozart, while still being what was thought of as modern for the year 1916. Prokofiev's Symphony No. 1, the Classical Symphony, with the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra, here on Kansas Public Radio. Symphony No. 1, or referred to as the Classical Symphony in D, by Sergei Prokofiev, completed in 1916. Yoel Levy and the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra with a performance on Kansas Public Radio, where it's now just about 3 o'clock, and almost time for All Things Considered from NPR News. Time for me to step aside and say good afternoon to you. I'm Jeff Watson. Thanks for joining me for classical music as always. We'll visit again at noon tomorrow. But for more music, do keep it right here. Destiny has classical music for you tonight from 7 to 9. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Support for All Things Considered comes from Kansas City PBS, turning viewer support into education, arts, and news programming with the Kansas City PBS membership program. More at kansascitypbs.org.